The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
It's a sad fact. Hundreds of unwanted babies are abandoned on the streets of Seoul, South Korea every year.
Filmmaker Brian Ivey found out about a pastor who set up a way to save these unwanted babies.
I definitely saw a golden ticket in this movie. I thought I could put their lives on my hard drives and come home. And I set out to win Sundance and got saved instead.
Next.
Today, I'm always excited. I live excited. I live amazed in the presence of amazing grace and love and power, transforming power. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I welcome you to life today. I'm holding a book called The Drop Box. Here's a young man shooting a documentary of one of the greatest love stories I think that's ever been told. And it's a true story. Not only relevant, it's happening right now. And the story that was shot by this little filmmaker, the documentary he did, it changed his life. He didn't expect that. I mean, he's a Southern California student. He's not thinking about this. He's thinking about movies. But it got his attention. But listen, let me just say this to you. If we can let the world, and really, I'd like to see just even the church, those who profess that there's a God who's a Father, and that He gave a Son to redeem us. If you just even say you believe it, if you believe you were created by divine design, you need to see this because you're going to see the Father. So I'm going to let you glimpse it right now. Let's just watch a portion of The Drop Box. Watch closely.
And then I was weeping. I always cry when I'm angry. And she said, "Why are you crying? It's only orphan."
Box is South Korea's first and only box to collect abandoned infants.
Hundreds of unwanted babies are abandoned on the streets of Seoul, South Korea every year.
Tragic loss of life moved the pastor said to set up a way for saving unwanted babies.
위험함 속에서 버려진 아이들 있고 또 길거리에서 그래서 이제 베이비 박스라는 것을 만들게 됐고
그리고 정말 안 들을 줄 알았어요.
뭐예요?
어떤 아이들은 목사님 이 아이하고 죽으려고 약 탔습니다. 약 탔습니다. 예, 그러지 마라. 그러면 너도 오고 애기도 와라.
예, 길이 엄마의 엄마의 글입니다. 제 아들을 부탁드립니다. 찾지 말아 주십시오. 죄송합니다. 정말로 죄송합니다.
누구야?
내 길이.
길이.
이 길이.
이 길이.
이 길이. 영어 이름은?
네.
빅토리.
American name is Victoria.
그래서 그 아이들이 이 세상에 필요 없는 존재들이 아니고 하나님이 쓰시고자 했다 이렇게 보내셨어요.
여기 이제 가정에 20명이나 한 그 아이들이 좁은 공간에서 많이 살고 있으니까 사람 공동체가 다른 것은 아버지 어머니가 있기 때문이죠.
또 하지 않는 일 그리고 버려질 수 있고 또는 나라에서 하지 않고 있는 이런 일들을 하시는
Even if there's just one person that really cares about children, it makes such a difference.
They're just human beings, just like anyone else. They have the right to live.
이제 이 문제가 한국만의 문제가 아니고 이제 아마 세계적으로 이 아이들이 이렇게 박혀버려서 희생당한 아이들이 많으니까.
But these children, they're helpless, they're voiceless. Who's going to speak for them?
이 아이를 보내면서 다시 한번 내가 헌신했어요. 하나님,
이 아이들을 위해서 죽겠습니다. 믿음, 소망, 사랑 중에 시가 그 중에 제일은 사랑에 대한 것입니다.
I watched that with some of my staff just yesterday, and you know, I went home and told you, Betty, I was weeping because as I saw through Pastor Lee, just looking at his face, I see Jesus, and he was looking at these little children, and I gotta be honest, I reflected back because I was a little baby like that that didn't have a home. I mean, I wasn't put in a drop box. I was put in a little ad in a newspaper, somebody come get a baby. Somebody came, and I'm glad they came. And as I was looking at all those kids, I'm thinking that God is looking at all the children in the world. He's looking at everybody in this audience. He's looking at everybody on the planet. Like the most indescribable Father, you could see in Pastor Lee, you could just see the face of Jesus, and you can see the love of the Father as He's looking at these little children, and many of them are severely handicapped, but not to Him. And the Father God is looking down, and all He's looking for is a body that He can express Himself through like He did Pastor Lee. He really is to the whole world, Betty. And you know, you live with me. You know what's going on in my heart, and it's in your heart. We want to put God's arms around the whole world.
We do. And God has something, a purpose for all of us. He put us here for a purpose. You know, just you look at those little babies, and God has a purpose for those babies.
Yes, He does.
And just as the pastor said, they have a right to live. They have a right to life.
I want you to welcome, give a great welcome to Brian Ivey. He's the one that did the drop box. Brian, I'm glad to see you. And I want you to know you're one of my favorite people. I'm telling you already, and I've just met you. But here's the deal. Y'all look, get a close-up of Brian. Go in there on him. I told him that the countenance of Pastor Lee is already on him. He's a California boy. But he's got that glory, I call it. And it's the countenance of God's grace working in his heart. And I want you to tell us about what this did for you. And by the way, I want to say to all of you, stream.org, it's where you ought to go every day for news, but for insight and wisdom and direction. Because we're going to correct this nation's perilous course. We're going to see the church wake up. The Dropbox trailer will be on there right now, plus other stuff about how you can know more and do more with it. You can right now begin, and I'm going to ask Brian to tell us right where to go, but you can get the entire film for your churches now. And we ought to show it in every church, and we ought to invite the whole community, and we ought to show it more than once. Because once the first group sees it, then they'll want to go get everybody else and bring them to see it. It might just be that you just keep it running, that you just kind of open your church for several nights, and we're going to show people the love of the Father. How would they get? Just tell us how we'd get the video sure. So we can use it in the churches. What
sure.
Website?
The best website to use is thedropboxfilm.com. One-stop shop to find out everything you want to find out about how to get the film to your community, to your neighbors, to your friends and family.
And then ultimately it'll go DVD, and then you can have it in your home for your family, but also for your neighbors. And I think you could have them just take it to their house and then go house to house with it, because this is the love of the Father revealed through a servant. Okay, now you go over here as kind of a filmmaker. What was your interest? Because I don't think you were going over like really looking for God the Father. You saw an interesting story and you wanted to do some kind of a film or movie, right?
You caught me.
I caught you, okay.
It's funny, I've done a few interviews recently with the film, and people are on Twitter saying, so you're telling me that your motivation for this film is that you wanted to go to Sundance and use these people to tell the story that was going to be significant enough for you to make a career? And I'd say, yes, now you all fess up about all your selfish motivations for things.
Yeah.
I definitely saw a golden ticket in this movie.
So you went for selfish reasons, really,
yeah.
And you thought you saw a good ticket because it looked
yep.
like an interesting story
yep.
that you could do a film or documentary on, correct?
Yeah, I thought I could put their lives on my hard drives and come home. And then I could be at Sundance Film Festival like I'd always dreamed about since I was a little kid. And I set out to win Sundance and got saved instead.
All right.
God had a different plan.
Tell me why. Because you talk about saved like it's not some religious term. It's like, hey, man, I got rescued from the deep. I was dead and I'm alive.
Yes, sir.
It sounds like joy to me. So happened? What caused this encounter, this transformation?
Well, I didn't think I needed to be saved, to be honest with you. I thought I was a Christian because I didn't smoke cigarettes and I watched Fox News with my mom, you know?
I'm not sure that's the best ticket. And I do appreciate the more balanced. Thank you, Fox. You got at least one little demerit that's in your favor.
And, you know, I think that's what people think in this country, you know? My book is a song for the suburbs. It's for all the people that don't think they need to be saved because they didn't run a Mexican cartel or almost overdose on heroin or murder somebody. But a little kid came up to me, 8 years old, at a screening and said, "What was your greatest mistake in life?" And I said, "How old are you? What are you asking me that for?" And he said, "I just want to know." And I turned to him and I said, without stuttering, I said, "My greatest mistake in life was thinking I was too good to need God's forgiveness."
Wow.
And then he ran away. And I said, "Don't forget. You'll need that." You know.
Did this pastor and what he was doing, is that what opened your eyes to see something far greater than you envisioned?
Pastor Lee was the proof to me, you know. I thought Christianity was kind of a joke, to be honest with you. I thought evangelicals were an even bigger joke. Very ignorant, hateful people, trying to think they're better than everybody else. But what I found out is that Christians aren't the perfect people. They're the people who think and know in their souls they're not even good, but that they're still wanted and loved, right?
Yes.
And so for me, seeing Pastor Lee was seeing living proof of a loving God. And what I love is coming on shows like this and getting to be proof of Him, right? Mm-hmm. It was two things. The first thing was hearing a sermon about the cross, listening to the sermon on a computer, the same computer I'd been addicted to pornography on for 6 years. I should say enslaved, because that's really what it was. Really abusive relationships that I was in. I had huge anger issues. I would scream at girls I was in relationship with, throw things, kick chairs. I'm serious. Behind closed doors, God sees our hearts, right? This is the thing. People don't want to say this stuff, but I have to say it's not fun for me. But I have to say it because I want people to understand that you need to be forgiven, but forgiveness is the road home. So it was the cross as a stake in the ground in my life saying, "You need to be forgiven, son." But the Father is adopting love saying, "I want you even in the pit, even in your darkest places, to bring you home." Just like this man reached into a box and pulled a helpless child out in terms of living forever, I was helpless too, pulled out through the laundry room into the light. And that's my story.
And that is the story. Do you get how clear that was, that he actually saw? What you saw was a demonstration of the gospel that was more powerful than a declaration of it. You saw a living illustration of the power of the gospel, not just the proclamation. All of it's important because he heard that too. But if we don't demonstrate it, you reference something. And let me just say this to you. We're giving this book away. By the way, we will send you this book on the Dropbox and his story. This is his story, too, of not only what Pastor Lee did and the miracles of the Dropbox, but what happened to Brian. This is about the body, written by one of the greatest, most gifted doctors and one of the most gifted writers, Dr. Paul Brand, who's now with the Lord, who spent his life helping lepers, although he's one of the most gifted doctors that ever lived, and Philip Yancey, one of the greatest writers. He said, this is what Philip said to Dr. Brand, "Let me share with the church, the body of Christ," 30 times the Bible says we're the body of Christ, not like it, we are the body. He said, "Dr. Brand, let me show the people through your words the body and show them what the body's supposed to look like." Now, you just said something that's so true, and I saw it here. You can't have a healthy body without a healthy skeletal frame. And the skeletal frame is not rigid, it actually takes shock. And it has to meet joint to joint with holy lubricant. That's Holy Spirit lubricant. Friction is minimized by the power of God's Spirit so that we come together. But here's what the church has done, and this is what turns you off. We want to be sure we've got all the doctrines and all the structure in place that we put the skeleton on the outside. Rather than being with feely, touchy, sensitive, caring skin, we put the rigid skeleton on the outside, and the church is scary. It's repulsive. It seems to have no sensitivity, no feeling, no care. And this will help us see that God made this body precisely, and His body must function with the rigid principles of truth, but they've got to be covered by the compassionate love. And this wonderful pastor showed you that in absolute clarity, did he not?
That's right, because it wasn't just, here's your get out of hell free card. Although I will say that I was saved from hell and from my sin.
Sure.
But it was the love that said, now you're coming home with me. And otherwise, if I didn't have the Father's love that sent the Son to bring us home, I would have hated myself because I would have felt tolerated instead of wanted. Hmm. And so many people in the church feel like God is just tolerating them and they sin again. Oh, there you go. And the Father's waiting on the porch. But that's not the Father at all.
Mm-mm.
He gave everything,
mm-hmm.
held nothing back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I experienced in Pastor Lee. And that's what I want to tell every person in the church, unchurched, cool in their faith, hot in their faith, whatever. The Father wants you. It's a love that wants.
How long did it take you being around this pastor before you knew something was really different about his faith and his love for God?
Great question. Very little time. I would say 5 minutes. I walked into this man's house. He looked at me like I'd been out at sea for 3 years, right? Never met him before. Pulls me in, holds my hand. Wasn't weird to me. Prays for me. He knew my faith was obscure. That's his words, right? But I understood what the Bible was talking about when it talked about Father, right? And he couldn't say any words to me except for hello and I love you.
That's all his English.
And coffee. But he would talk about his past, how he was an alcoholic, how he was in a gutter of rage and alcoholism, and how he had actually aborted a child with a disability.
Mm.
Imagine that. Wow. And how God saved him to save. And same with me.
All right. Would you say thank God for what you just heard? And thank you, Brian. Now, I don't think it's too late for us to correct direction. See, don't buy into the thought, well, it's just going to get worse and worse. What if Paul had said that right there before he began to minister to those of Caesar's household? And just spending however much time it took to tell people about the power of Almighty God. We don't know. He's set a time. But what he's told us is the power of his transforming truth can move any mountain. If the gates of hell, if death and destruction shall not prevail against the church, why do we allow it to appear that it is? I think it's because we've stayed covered. And you know what you've actually done? You've taken a man that wasn't covered, and you've revealed the light of that reality to the world. And when you see the light and glory of God on a life and realize that that same glory is not only for Brian and all the people that were where he is or where he was, but it's for everybody on the planet. It isn't just for the children that Pastor Lee rescues in the drop box. It's for every one of us, and we're all here by divine design on a divine mission for the glory of the Father to reveal the Father's love, what he saw in this man in a moment. You can see it. Betty and I have been married for 52 years. I've been ministering over 53 years, and I've watched the glory of God all over the world. I have lived for more than 50 years amazed at what God does. I never cease to be amazed. I don't live a dull life. I'm not just an old man waiting to die. I'm full of life and glory. A child without a father, without a home. God had a purpose. He has it for you. I want to send you the Dropbox. I want you to go to, say the website again.
TheDropboxFilm.com.
And you're going to get the video for your churches. And I hope you'll just put a series of outreach times on it. I mean, there may only be a few come a few nights, but it can change their life. And it can be like what happened to Brian. So utilize it and just thank God. Brian, one of the things that we find, and our viewers, when I say we, that's all of us, we love doing what Pastor Lee does in a different way. We have been feeding children that are dying. We've been giving clean water to families and people that have never had it. It changes everything. And we give them water for life, and we tell them about the water of life. We give them food to eat, and we tell them about the bread of life. Do you know what we found? That if you'll show people the gospel and show them love, they will listen to the story of love, just like with Pastor Lee. I want you right now, please, I want you to look with sensitive eyes. Ask God to let you see the way He sees. and respond the way he wants to respond, and you are his hands. Watch.
Planning for death. After months of escaping to safety on foot across the harsh terrain, imagine if your only option for living was to plan for dying. To face such adversity, only to succumb to a lack of food, is a loss that is difficult to accept. But while we cannot change the past, God has given us the power to affect the future for so many children like these. With your help, Mission Feeding can be a miracle of life for this mother and these children who are desperate to survive.
I don't want any mother to have to continue that. I think they were eating lilies and plants. And we actually have seen many times a child not only pick up the soup that might have burned through a plastic bag that they brought to get the porridge, and when it hit the ground, they would scoop it up and eat the porridge and the dirt, but we've actually seen children who were so hungry they were eating dirt to put something in their little stomachs. Now, we can go on and on about how awful it is, but let me tell you something. We know for a fact, we've saved over 10 million children's lives. That's by count of the people overseeing in the different nations that know it happened. And that, when I say we, that's us together. So now here's what I need you to see. Where you were looking, there's 25,000 people right there in southern Sudan right now, where all hell has kind of broken out for about the third time in the last several years. And we can save those 25,000. We've located them. But we need to give the missionaries and relief workers the food. And then we've got 400,000 organized in areas of tremendous need. And we want you to help us feed them. So what I'm asking you to do, please, right now, is just go to lifetoday.org, go online, or go and dial the number there and take your bank card and use it like a check. And here's what you need to understand. I mean, this may be hard to fathom, but it's simply the truth, and it really does work. For $30, $50, or $100, we can feed for the next several months 3, 5, or 10 children. I will always ask you to reach for the highest level. If you can help us save the lives of 10 children, do it. Make that $100 gift. Please do it. But whatever you give, think what it means to those 3 children, if it's 30. Whatever it is, make the best gift that you can make. Would you do that? Go right now online, dial the number, or go lifetoday.org and make the gift. We have gifts to send you to bless you. This book will transform your thinking. It can change the church. And then becoming heirs of the kingdom. What an incredible teaching series. Please, right now, give us a chance to bless you by saving the lives of these precious children. Would you do it? Thank you for making that call, for making that gift.
Disease, malnutrition, starvation, all terrible human atrocities being faced every day by people living in remote and impoverished areas of Africa. And those at greatest risk are the children. This month, 400,000 children are depending on us for survival. And now in South Sudan, the suffering has intensified and our feeding efforts are desperately needed by an additional 25,000 children. Our mission teams are in place, but your support is critically needed to replenish and distribute food supplies immediately. When you call or go online today and make a life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100, you will provide urgently needed food to 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. As our way of saying thank you, we'll send you Heirs to the Kingdom, 4 powerful messages on audio CD or USB flash drive. You'll also receive the award-winning book, Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, please request The Story, a running narrative Bible to help you engage with God's Word more easily. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed 100 children, you may request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel by the painter of light, Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Thank you for your help. If you get a busy, many times people are calling for prayer, and that's good. But if you're calling to help, be determined. I'm going to help. Let us send you Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. It will show you the miracle of your body and the miracle of what the body of Christ can be like. And if you'd like to have it, we'll gladly send you the incredible story of the Dropbox. And it's Brian's story. It's Jesus' story in his life. All of the things that we offer you are to bless you and to help you. And I'm telling you, Brian, you have got a really supernatural touch of God on your life. I want to live. Let me just say this to you. Here at Life, as long as Betty and I are alive, we will support you. We'll do everything we can to help you do what God put on your heart. Just know that. Not only in prayer, but if there are ways we can help you, we'll do it. All right, the Dropbox, there's the website. Go get that DVD. I pray every one of you watching will say, at my church, we're going to show it. I'll get the copy myself. I will take it. I will get it done. And we're going to show it, okay? Say thanks to God and thanks to God. And thank you, Pastor Lee. God bless you. And all those little children that God loves so much. Thank God. Thank you, buddy.
Be sure to visit stream.org, a rich and lively source for breaking news, analysis, and entertainment. Stream.org. Next week, the man who coined the word God Wings, Squire Rushnell, and his wife, impressionist Louise Duart, explain divine alignment. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.